听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4, Lesson 1, Part A. Listen to this receptionist talking to three visitors. Match the numbers to the departments. 1.
Oh, good morning. I've got an appointment with Miss Vetter in the personnel department.
Ah, good morning. You must be Mrs. Peters.
Yes, that's right.
Miss Vetter asked me to send you up when you arrived. Personnel is on the first floor.
The first floor?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. 2.
Good afternoon. I've got a delivery for the marketing department.
Oh, that looks heavy. Marketing is on the third floor. You can take the lift if you like.
3.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to Mr. Chang's office in the after sales department?
After sales is on the second floor, but I think Mr. Chang is on holiday this week. Would you like to speak to his assistant?
Lesson 1. Part B. Listen to these three conversations. Mark the places on the plan in your book. 1.
Excuse me, where's Mr. Lee's office?
Mr. Lee's office? Take the lift up to the fourth floor. When you come out of the lift, go right. Then left at the end of the corridor.
Right and then left?
Yes, it's the first office on the right.
First office on the right?
Yes, that's right.
2.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the purchasing manager's office.
Oh, you mean Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Well, go up to the fourth floor. When you come out of the lift, go left. It's the second door on the left, at the end of the corridor.
3.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Mr. Tan.
Is that Mr. Tan in research and development?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, his office isn't on this floor. It's on the fourth floor.Go up the stairs and turn left. At the end of the corridor, turn right.
Up the stairs and left, then right at the end of the corridor.
Yes, it's opposite the photocopying room. Look, I've got to go up there myself. I'll show you where it is.
Lesson 2, Part A. Listen.And check your answers.
Marketing advertises and markets products.
Personnel deals with employees.
Accounts organizes payment.
Research and development develops new products.
Sales sells the company's products.
Dispatch sends goods to customers.
Purchasing buys goods for the company.
Production makes goods in the factory.
After sales helps customers with problems.
Unit 4, Lesson 2, Part B. These words have two syllables. Listen and mark the stress. 1.
Product.
2.
Problem.
3.
Accounts.
4.
Payment.
5.
Research.
6.
Dispatch.
These words have three syllables. Listen and mark the stress.7.
Marketing.
8.
Develops.
9.
Personnel.
10.
Customer.
11.
Purchasing.
12.
Production.
13.
Employee.
14.
Organize.
15.
Department.
Lesson 2. Part D. Listen to Maria and David talking about their jobs. Which department do they work in? 1. Maria.
A lot of my work is routine secretarial work. You know, answering the phone, writing letters, that kind of thing. Customers often want information about our products, so I have to write a lot of letters. Another part of my job is to organize seminars. I organize speakers, I invite guests, arrange a venue, and even accommodation.
2. David.
I have a lot of contact with customers because they phone us when they have problems with our machines, which is quite often. They phone us because they need spare parts. Something's broken or worn out. And then I take the orders and send parts to the customers.
Lesson 3. Part A. Listen to this telephone call. Is the information in the message correct?
International Insurance. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Miss Pelham of Bella Travel. Could you put me through to Mr. Suzuki, please?
I'm afraid he's not in today. He's at the warehouse. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Could you ask him to call me back?
Of course. Who's calling, please?
My name's Pelham. And my number...
Oh, can you spell that, please?
Yes. That's P-E-L-H-A-M.
P-E-L-H-A-M.
And my number is 6778-9512.
6778-9512. Right. That's Ms. Pelham of Bella Travel.
No, Ms. Pelham of Bella Travel.
Sorry. I'll ask Mr. Suzuki to call you back.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lesson 3. Part C. Complete the sentences with the correct preposition. 1.
Where's Anna?
She's at lunch. She'll be back at 2.
2.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Harding in R&D, please.
I'm afraid Mr. Harding's at a conference.
3.
Could I speak to Sandra Harris, please?
Ms. Harris is not here. She's at the warehouse. Can you phone back later?
4.
Where's Frank?
Frank? He's on holiday this week. He's in Bali.
5.
Is Peter in?
No, he isn't. He's at head office today.
6.
Could you put me through to Miss Taylor?
I'm afraid Miss Taylor is away. She's in Brazil.
7.
Is that Paul?
No, it isn't. He's on a business trip.
8.
Is Janet on holiday again?
Yes, she is. She's in Paris this time, lucky thing.
Lesson 3. Part D. Listen to the model conversation.
Hello, International Sales.
Hello, could I speak to Miss Harrison, please?
I'm afraid she's busy at the moment. She's in a meeting with a client. Could I take a message?
Yes, please. Could she call me when she's free?
Certainly. Could I have your name and number?
Yes, of course. My name is Daniel Lee, and my number is 856932.
That's Daniel Lee on 856932. Fine. I'll pass your message on to her.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.